This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A half dozen bills passed by the legislature will not become law after Governor Jared Polis vetoed them Friday. One of those bills dealt with the emerging technology of turning municipal trash into synthetic fuels. Democratic lawmakers wanted to declare such processes are not a green technology because they can cause air pollution and destroy waste that could be recycled. Their bill would have barred most waste-to-gas technologies from receiving state incentives. In his veto letter, Polis said that approach would hamstring a promising technology that could eventually help lower greenhouse gas emissions. Robert Kennedy Jr. was in Colorado Sunday campaigning for his independent presidential campaign. The candidate says he will soon be close to qualifying for the ballot in the state. He says independents represent 43% of the country, and he wants to debate President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Oh, don't you think that there should be an independent on the stage?
JFK Jr. needs 12,000 valid signatures from voters across the state to make the presidential ballot. This is CPR News. Thunderstorms swirling around parts of the Front Range and Eastern Plains this afternoon. These could be accompanied by damaging hail and possible tornadoes, especially further east. In southern Colorado, Colorado Springs and surrounding areas could see isolated thunderstorms with nickel-sized hail and 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts. Keep up to date with the latest Colorado news at CPR.org.